Finance, and the big four banks haven't revealed whether they'll pass on that interest rate cut in full. The official cash rate is now 3%, and it's the lowest it's been since the peak of the financial crisis back in 2008. ING Direct was the first to pass on the cut in full, while the Bank of Queensland lowered its mortgage rate by 20 basis points.
When the national accounts are released later today, they're expected to reveal the economy recorded moderate growth last quarter. Economists are tipping the figures will show GDP grew by 0.6 of 1% in the 3 months to September. That would take the annual rate of expansion to 3.1%.
European finance ministers have failed to reach an agreement on a new way to oversee banks in the Eurozone. They want to introduce a supervising body led by the European Central Bank, but they're squabbling over just how it will operate. France wants to oversee all registered banks, but Germany says only major ones should be subject to supervision.
Let's take a look at the markets. The Dow's closed 6 points lower, the Nasdaq's down 7, the S&P 500 is down 2, and in London the FTSE fell 2 points. To commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $88 a barrel, Tapas crude is trading at $115 a barrel, and gold is worth $1,697 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 105 US cents, 80 euro cents, and 65 pence sterling.